Highway bound F local train. Last stop is King's Highway.
King's Highway, man. I missed the fucking right. Oh, man. I shouldn't get so high in the morning. Hey, man. Could I have that seat, man? I got to get to Compound Media where I work my job doing a show called In Hot Water, man. Can I sit there, sir? Sir. Sir, can you take your head? Sir. My name is John, man. Can you, hey, man, can I sit next to you?
Dude, get away, you
stink
like weed.
No, sorry, man. Hang on.
This is a Euclid Avenue bound F train via the
Miss, can I sit here? I'm late for my job at Compound Media, man.
Get away.
This is a Manhattan bound F train via
the C line. No one will let me sit next to that, man.
Clinton, Washington Avenue.
Washington Avenue? I gotta get to 34th
this
Street, man.
Bound F train.
I woke up late,
the
man.
The next stop is Canal Street.
Canal? Oh, man, that's not near 34th. Oh, maybe that's the river that is on the west side of the city. Maybe that's the canal.
No. Not it. Hey, sir, you feeling all right?
No, man, I'm late for work at my show called In Hot Water, man, and I smoke way too much bong hits in the morning.
The next stop is.
You've never been late to work before?
Never. This is my first time being late, man.
Yeah, just, you know, you'll get there eventually and it'll work out.
Oh, it's like that old saying.
This is a
the dip the toe in the water in the den of iniquity?
Yeah. Oh, this is 34th, man. I'm out. All right, let me run to work down the street real quick. Oh, God. My lungs are killing from all that indica, man. Oh, shit. If I could just run now, that'd be awesome. I don't want to be super late for these guys. I know Gino and Aaron are depending on me. Garrett probably ate all that weird gourmet popcorn.
I had one bite.
Gotta get to work, man. Excuse me. Excuse me, sir. Move. Move. What is this, rush hour? Why are all these people so slow?
We have two guys that talk like John better than John.
God damn it, I'm running.
Doesn't sound it. Sounds like you're pounding hands on a desk. Are you running or are you...
Okay. I'm running, but it's slippery. Up. Oh!
Can't even.
Damn it, man. Let me text Garrett.
Oh, my God. We'll never get him. He ran into a cartoon.
Hey, Garrett. I'm texting you. I'm going to be a little bit late. I hope Gino's drinking his own urine.
I am.
Okay. Should be there in a minute.
All right. No problem, John.
Okay. Hey, Gino, it's Aaron. John's late.
Weren't you listening? He's on the magical subway train that goes from Washington Square to Canal Street to Inwood in three stops.
So that's not a real train.
It's called the Are You Out of Your Mind train.
Oh,
it's the Infinity train. It's incredible. And here's what gets me. I don't know how John is late when he can probably leave at 8:45 and get here at 8:30 with that train.
Because that train is so fast.
Because that train skips. It jumps lines. It goes through Earth. It should be called the ME, the Middle Earth Train. Hey, buddy.
Look, I look like a rubby dub now. You cleaned up, and now I look like a bum.
No, you're not a rubby dub. You, congratulations, are back in the mix on Canadian Laughs XM,
look,
right?
Look, I did. I really went to the front lines of this fight. I put my...
You sat on the sideline looking at them going, kill each other, kill each other.
I didn't get involved. I didn't... I was going to make one public statement on David Feldman's podcast next week.
Right.
But
still can. Why wouldn't you?
Why would I? It's done.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I'm a little worried. I think that... Look, it's a big socialist movement. These people felt like they were entitled to their money. They went after it. Just for Laughs buckled, which Just for Laughs should. Just for Laughs not a good organization. They're not good people. So they did the right thing in this case. And they, you know, they give these people the money so that they can live. But I also think that art does not exist in subsidy. So I think if, like, you know, if you're being funded, you don't feel that need to push ahead. Some people would be like, well, that gives me money so I don't have to work a day job. And it's like working a day job.
Are you comparing yourself to the likes of, let's say, Vincent Van Gogh, who never sold a painting in his life and just painted the passionate art that he did? Or we could even say Leonardo da Vinci, another queer, who was, you know, he didn't have a noble upbringing. He was the bastard son of a guy from Da Vinci, so he didn't get to do the fine schooling. So
yeah, I saw the movie about him with the code and Tom Hanks.
No. No, that was a book by Dan Brown turned into a movie.
The guy from Titanic.
No, that's Leonardo DiCaprio. Hmm? You want to do one more? Because I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, the pizza place?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Leonardo's?
That's Caesar.
Oh, Lombardi's. Sorry.
But you could make that argument that you're right. Like, these people that were funded in all these salons and given all these art showings, they were never pushed like the guys that just did it for the sake of art.
Right. And also, the infighting is weird, and I couldn't go to bat for a bunch of people that were trying to silence freedom of speech and the White Guys Matter thing. Some of these people are my friends, but some of them I hope they get hit by a truck.
But
and that the trans people, they got to go.
I hate trannies.
I hate trannies. They're the worst part of a car.
Yeah, you got...
They're just awful. They're so problematic.
Right.
And they get in the way of doing sex on an exhaust.
No.
Racist Teddy came to my show last night at Lucy's Laugh Lounge.
Did he really?
And I walked him. He walked out.
You are lying.
I'm not kidding. He got up and left.
Did he picked up his mushrooms and walked out?
He didn't even have his mushrooms. It was a night off for him.
You're
got
lying
up and walked
to
out.
Me.
Robert was there, Duke, and his wife from Guyana that he brought in a box. And then there was a black woman that wouldn't even laugh. She smiled once when I said, here's your reparations.
It's got to be. I told you, I did it on a weekend, and it's one of the easiest.
I just wasn't that good. I did 75 minutes, and I was fumbling around, and my phone fell out of my pocket at like the 45 minute mark. And then I was like, oh, that's got all my new jokes on it. I can't bend over because I feel fat. So someone at one point, some lady's like, pick up your phone. And I'm like, no. And then A. Marie Castillo was like, do you want me to get it? And I go, no. I'll just figure something out. So I was just fucking dipping deep. There was one guy with a big nose. I made fun of him for about 58 minutes.
Why didn't you bring Isis Faggot out?
I didn't have the costume.
By the way, one
John's
of our
John's here.
Who?
Are you okay? I heard you slipped and fell.
No.
He says he's fine.
Hey, by the way, look what our fans sent. Best fans in the world. They sent us whiskey labels to put on all the Jameson.
That'll go great with my alcoholism.
Well, we'll put it on your water bottle. It says breakfast triple distilled Irish whiskey in hot water. It's fantastic.
You should put that on the whiskey you drink.
Maybe we do something with them in Chicago this weekend.
You're just looking to turn a buck however you can.
You wanted to move merch. I don't give a fuck. We'll give it away.
I thought we should have merch that we could take with us on the road so people could get cool stuff. Now, I like your stickers, but, I mean, unless you want to sell those for $40 a pop, you're not bringing them. I'm gonna take a few books. If anyone wants to tweet at me, if they want to buy Mr. Manners, I'll bring Mr. Manners. I'll sign it, and Gina will do fuck on you.
I will. I'll get drunk with you.
Yeah, are you going to get drunk with the people?
Oh, my God.
I was thinking maybe I'd smoke some weed tomorrow.
Really?
I haven't smoked weed in a long time. My wife said I can do it as long as I don't make a habit out of it.
Fuck a hooker or smoke weed?
I turned off the camera.
Fuck a hooker or smoke weed? I'm sorry.
She said I could get my ass eaten by a hooker, and she said I could smoke weed as long as I don't make a habit out of it.
We're not even taking
it. I'll get my ass eaten by a hooker.
Yeah, when?
Tomorrow night.
Okay.
After steak.
Oh, we're so doing steak.
That's the only time I had my ass eaten was after I'd been eating steak for like a week in Israel. And the woman ate
my
ass
and
she goes, you taste good. And I said, that's poo.
Why is John doing the creepy nod over your shoulder while you're saying this?
Because he likes ass play. And he slipped and fell on his way here. He was running up the stairs. I heard him.
Yeah, we'll fill you in later, John. But you're the
John. We did
John.
You.
What's that?
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. Garrett's got hard-boiled eggs today, just in case you wonder what that smacking and cracking noise is.
Doesn't he eat blood mangoes or something?
He loves blood mangoes.
God, I love the I love the look into the studio, into the booth there. Look at that.
I don't like it. I feel like an old man. Oh, I got a nice ass, though. Do you see my ass?
Let's see. Oh, it's a good dumper. Why are you flexing your back now, dude? Why?
Look at that. You want to do fuck on that?
No. No,
that's
I don't.
That's a good ass.
No.
That is an ass worth eating. Bounce a quarter off it. Yeah, bounce a quarter off it.
After a week's
that's
work.
That's right.
Oh, put it. Hey, that's Allie's chair. Where is she?
She's not here anymore.
Out of the office?
We miss her. Yeah, we got to send her. We should send her something when we go to Vegas. Or
we
something.
Should.
Yeah.
Sixers stuff. She loves
you
the Sixers.
You got a show planned, or you just want me to make up stuff?
I thought we'd do what we always do. Just
we,
wing it. Yell Yahtzee,
do?
See where
it's
it
Thursday.
Lands.
Thursday. You can't mail it in that hard. So Robert came last night. He's a great dude.
He brought his hot wife?
Yeah, and then I said, can I go for a ride along? And we went and killed three people.
Why would you? I don't think you should say that part. Did he tell you specifically not to say that? That was part of the
he did say that
ride along deal?
Yeah. But it was by accident. What happened was two people hit the hood of the car after we veered at them. And
so,
then the third was a witness.
So you're saying you missed the third one by accident? Was that the accident part of it?
That's correct.
Ah, I fucked that up. I missed one of them.
And then there was a teacher in the audience. She was a teacher at a school in the Bronx. And I said, yeah. I go, what's it like to have a Crip put a cold handgun into your labia? Racist Teddy's here. I wanna talk to him and find out why he walked on my show, why he was super offended. It was probably a trans bit.
I said, did he just, like, did he stand
he may
up?
He had to go home and make a mushroom pickup.
Did you just, ladies and gentlemen, is it a Thursday ever without Racist Teddy and a Coors Light can? Welcome.
Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday?
Welcome, Racist Teddy. All right, now I'm talking to my buddy Berg, brilliant comedian, cell phone.
Fucking hell yeah.
What happened?
First of all, let me just applaud fucking Berg, because I have not seen anyone go after a crowd for 20 minutes straight since Dice. Like he went after them.
Dice, really? I thought I bombed.
Fuck, dude. You
That's
didn't
what
have
he always
one?
Says.
Dude.
Tell him.
You had people that probably hated your guts laughing their asses.
Really? What about
except,
that slop
except
Claire?
The one black chick in
yeah.
the second row, I don't think she laughed Is once. And I'm astounded she didn't fucking leave.
I said I saw her smile once.
Right.
And then Robert's girlfriend, who is a lady of color, she goes like, why would that black woman not laugh? What's wrong with it? So then after we went outside and she was there, so we chased her with like pitchforks and torches.
Yeah, that's you shouldn't do that.
Why?
Well, I mean, it could be viewed as racist.
Well, it was dark out, right. So we needed the torches.
To see her, right?
Yeah. And
because I'll tell you, she wasn't smiling at your set, so you couldn't see her teeth.
That's racist.
Yeah, obviously.
That's racist.
Obviously, she didn't Google you. Because, yeah. By the way, A. Marie set up the entire fucking room.
Really?
By being nice to fucking, what was that bitch's name in the?
Claire.
Claire.
He called Dude. Claire a cunt. Who's Claire?
Dude. I raped her.
Dude. I can't keep saying that.
What? She's trying to fuck. She gave A. Marie her number after.
Claire gave A. Marie her number?
Yeah.
A. Marie would be a good lesbian.
Well, she also did ask if she wanted to be her, maid or fucking nanny
oh,
or some
her
shit.
Nanny or something.
Yeah, but
yeah, that Claire
by the
woman
way,
wasn't that good. Like, the guy in the front, he had this big nose, Gino, and it came down and it hooked, and I asked if he ever fucked girls with it. And I said, and he said he met a girl and he slept with her with no condom. And I go, you could, because that nose is so big you could smell chlamydia.
Dude,
now you're telling me that didn't kill?
Dude, it killed.
It had
dude,
to.
He killed for fucking, dude. It was, I walked in the room and I saw the guy, what's his name, Dan? Was that his name?
Frank?
Was it? No. That's Chrissy, man. Who was the guy with the big nose? Was it Danny?
Dave, maybe?
Dave.
I was calling him Dave.
Right? I walk in there. He stands up, shakes my hand, said, big fan. I look at his face, and I look where he's sitting, and I'm like, you have made a fucking horrible decision.
He had a big nose. Gino, it looks like, normal. If you caught the nose at this angle, you'd be like, oh, that's a nice guy. But if he looks up, then it goes down. And I was like, oh, this guy knows where the Fruit Loops are.
Oh,
and the guy sitting next to him, he called him a retard about 25
I got the Fruit Loops
fucking
joke
times.
Just
yeah,
now,
I said retard a lot, and then I said rape a lot. And then Teddy goes, hey, that's Gino's bit. because I did how I like to read the Diary of Anne Frank, but the pages stick together.
Well, I love
so much better than that.
I love the pause where I was allowed to have Claire love anal sex. By the way.
Oh yeah, it was a weird show.
Sarah Bareilles has a nose like that. If I look directly at Sarah Bareilles, fucking hot. If she turns slightly to either side,
right.
Not like I've never hung out with her in person. Right. I certainly never wasn't in the same room with her. Fucking, I went to Waitress.
Well, you're gonna be up there next month, right?
I will be up there next.
I will be there too.
Old, old.
Well, I did too long. I did 75 minutes.
Yeah, and the reason
he killed.
The reason I had to leave is because my girlfriend is a C blocker. That's why.
Really?
Yeah, I got.
Were you
a
with
text.
Your girlfriend?
Oh, she's in jail.
I wasn't,
in the
and she texted me. Said
no,
I
that's
something.
Different.
You're, what did she go to jail for?
No, C block means cock block or cunt block.
Oh, so then we follow this black girl home with the torches and the thing. And I couldn't see the address, so I go, is there a way that we can light up the house so we can see the address a bit better?
Oh,
so we found
you followed
a couple
her all the
sticks.
Way to the Bronx?
What, did you fashion them into a cross?
A small T.
for
yeah, because it meant this place. So
I thought it was for Todd
Dahl. The small T.
By the way, whoever the middles were so, I don't want to shit. You don't have to sit.
I don't know who they
you
were.
You and A. Marie were awesome.
They're just probably local. Right. They're local young kids, right? And they have A. Marie open. They fucking mush them in the middle. And then
here's a good idea. Have your act be about you getting cancer and getting no fucking laughs.
My Aunt Olga had cancer.
Oh,
I
saw
ever?
A little bit. It was it was the girl that used to work at the comic strip. Really nice girl. And she was like a bartender or a waitress there. And now she's a comic. She, but I guess her whole chunk was on her having cancer.
Or just making weird sounds for 5 minutes straight, bombing.
Was she like, cute? Berg?
Bangable if you were like 12 a.m., you know, that type of thing.
It's my wheelhouse.
No, but most people, it's not, dude.
Okay, well, you're talking about the way I live.
But you know what they say, though, right?
What's that?
Even those who venture to dip a toe in the pond to risk never allow themselves to get used to the water.
It's
what
true.
You're doing is just butchering what I said because you're hurtful.
Gino, do you know what else they say?
You're going to tell me.
Yeah. If you don't dip your feet in the water, you'll never know if you're missing something.
No, that's a dumb one. You ever heard this one? That guy's so honest you could play craps with him over the phone?
Yeah, it's a Southern expression.
Yeah,
I heard it in Texas the
other
day.
My favorite line of the week, possibly.
Grand business plans are all very well, but nothing beats dipping your toe in the water.
What? See, that's the phrase that it's come to be, like you just dip your toe into to get wet. But it's if you dip your toe in the river of iniquity, before you know it, you're bathing in it, and eventually you drown.
Someone went to college.
I didn't go. Well, I did, and that's where I started
drinking
and doing
cocaine. You know the coolest part
cocaine.
About playing sports
What's
is
that?
Sometimes taking a break and dipping your toe in the water.
No, it's not a thing.
Unless you're black because you can't swim.
Pitchforks into tea.
Gino, I got to patch you through to Garrett for a sec.
He's just right next to you.
Dude, I love these new cameras, by the way. They're fucking awesome.
That did you just patch me through by changing the angle of the camera? I mean, you make it sound like you're in the NASA control room.
Hang on, patching back to me. Okay. What was the question?
I just said you're patching me through to Garrett. You just have to hit a button. Patch me through to John.
I'll patch you through to John. Hang on.
All I did was lean over.
I'm patched in. What's up, Gene?
I'm done with you people.
All right, unpatching.
Unpatch. Patch back to me,
English.
Gene. Did you want to patch over to Garrett?
No, you know. Oh.
Pressing the button, patching over.
You didn't do it. Hey, patch me over to Teddy. Hey, Teddy.
Hey.
Oh, my God. I need a fucking.
Patched over.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Hey, oh, speaking of patches, Teddy, here, I'm going to give you one of these, a fan scent. These are fucking fantastic. Look at this. We got whiskey stickers. There you go. Put that on your bottle of whiskey at home.
Patching over to the whiskey stickers.
That's fucking awesome.
By the way, if you get the chance, come out to our live show in Chicago. We're going to be selling these for $45 a sticker.
And it comes with a
I'm giving
hoodie.
Them away. I love you guys. All right, you done patching?
Patch through. Patching back to me.
This
patching
what did
to
you
a
think
small
about
picture
the club,
of Tay Stevens
way.
Behind me. Patching to Garrett throwing something out. Patching to Garrett kind of finishing his food and smiling.
I wish someone had an eye patch right now.
Beep, 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 breaking news. Beep, 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 breaking news.
Hey, buddy.
It's just in, Gino.
Hey, legit news guy. How are you, pal?
Big hot story. You're going to love hot off the presses. I know how you love feminism.
Feminism. Hmm? Now, you're going to be with us in Chicago this weekend, right?
I will be in Chicago. I'm packing the hat and my carry-on.
Why is that so fucking funny?
But I got to take hilarious. The hat. If I don't take the hat, we don't got the bit.
Now,
I don't have the sticker. Maybe I'll get Garrett to print one off today.
Now, yeah, will Dottie be tagging?
We got to go the full nine yards. People are paying 30 skins.
will Dottie
That's
be tagging?
That's a lot of Sawbucks. Three of them.
Will Dottie be tagging along?
Dottie's not coming. I'm getting a hooker.
Now, and you're coming out with me and Berg for steaks on Friday?
I'm not coming out. I will keep that a secret.
Yeah, you're not?
What?
You just said it.
You asked if I was coming out.
No. That's not what I meant. You should let me finish. Should probably wait till I'm completely done so you make sure you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, because not gay. Work at a major network. Straight, love women. Huge fan of the women.
No one asked.
Just
I want to
drop
know
in weight because I'm a new diet.
Sorry, I don't usually break in for a legit news guy, but can I just say, don't go get steak with them.
I've been
advised. Garrett, shut up!
Garrett
shut
just
up.
Patched through and told me not to get steak with
Garrett
you.
Garrett patched through. Garrett's great. Garrett just can't. Here's the problem, legit news guy. We'll go out for a nice night of steak. John will tell you. And Garrett just gets out of control and he drinks till he passes out. And sometimes he'll fall on like a broomstick handle 17 times. Weird. Weird.
Wait, what?
Nothing. All right, so you're in for steak. You're in for steak?
Sure. Oh. In for a penny, in for a pounding in the ass.
What'd you say?
It's an old British saying.
And make sure you wear the hat and those really that really tightly fitting suit jacket that looks so
I'll
nice.
I'll bring a suit jacket and then we'll do the thing. And Friday I'd like to go for the steaks and the cigar. I'll be going to at least three cigar places. And one hookup place.
And make sure you bring that little kerchief you wear in your blazer because it really holds chloroform well.
Sorry, what?
Spoken like someone who knows.
Nothing. I said, I don't know what I said.
Oh, for the pool when you go swimming. They put the chloroform in there to keep it clean.
I don't know. It smells like bleach and pennies.
I hate coming home smelling like chloroform after I go to the public pool.
What are you doing at a public pool?
Well, on occasion I'll stop by the YMCA and just visit some other men that like to lift dumbbells.
It's not chloroform, it's Jerry Curl juice.
Yeah, do you wear your little singlet? Do you wear your leopard skin singlet with the
I've got a onesie.
All right, so you're good for steak. Don't listen to Garrett.
I will go to steak. I'd also like to walk the magnificent kilometer.
Mile.
The
it's
killer
America.
Kilometer, I think it's called.
It's a magnificent mile.
And what's on that?
It's all the shops.
How long is it?
It's a...
I don't want to have a real long walk. I mean, I'd like to do,
I believe
you know,
it's over a mile, but it's to, like, where the bridge is, where the Chicago...
It's the bridge, yeah. You know, someone on this network, William Schultz, he has... he's from Chicago.
He's Chicago. He is from Chicago.
Yeah.
His whole family lives there.
He doesn't root for those faggot Bears, does he?
No. Hey, please. They're going to cut Cody Parkey, by the way.
Cody Parkey.
Kicker.
You know the magnificent mile? What I've learned about it. It's sometimes referred to as the Mag Mile.
No, they don't call that.
They do.
Oh, really?
It's also an upscale section of Chicago's Michigan Avenue, and it runs from the Chicago River to Oak Street in the near north side.
Now, can I ask you something, legit news guy? How do you know all this about Chicago?
Well, you brought it up to me. You told me how long it was, and then my brain naturally kicks in, the synapses and the photographic memory.
It seems like you just hit Google Magnificent Mile Enter.
Not whatsoever. The district is located adjacent to downtown, and
one why would you say adjacent? Why wouldn't you just say it's next to downtown? I've known you going on 7-8 months. You've never said adjacent before.
Well, why are you looking at a computer screen?
It serves as the main thoroughfare between Chicago's Loop Business District and its Gold Coast.
Did you say Dick-trick?
What?
Hold on, excuse me one minute. Teddy, did he say Dick-trick?
Yes, he did.
You know, Garrett, we did a Dick-trick with him last time we went out for steak. Did you know that?
See, I told you.
Shut up, Garrett.
What are their intentions, then? Why would they ask me out?
I don't know. I just forget everything, and my ass is sore the next day.
Because you can't hold your steak. You can't hold your meat.
But it seems normal. It just seems like they're going to take me out for meat that'll be cooked.
Yep. It sounds they pay and for then, it. Everything's great.
It's still fucking sore?
Somehow
after
you get
all
home.
This ass fucking?
Maybe it's the side dishes.
All this
oh, it's
what?
The side dish.
What'd that racist guy say?
I didn't hear it.
We're hanging out. John, your thoughts? Legit news guy, ask John. John went out for steak with us. Tell him how pleasurable
it was,
John.
I've been warned about these carnivorous meals.
Yeah, I mean, I was fine. Garrett seems to always have an issue, but for me, it's just a delicious meal, and everyone seems to have a good time. My ass feels fine.
Yeah,
Garrett,
John had.
I don't know what he's eating. Maybe it's too raw. Or...
John had a great time. John, as I believe, posed with Garrett's head right by his dick, saying, "Look at this, steering the meat. Look at the creepy knot."
Dude, you black out. That shit happens,
I mean,
man.
I don't know what's wrong with you, dude. It's I'm always fine when we go out for steaks.
I never saw this picture.
Oh, no, no. It's theater of the mind, Garrett. Didn't really happen. I'll show you the picture.
Yeah, I'm sure there's
it's gonna
no
be a
picture
t-shirt.
Like that.
What's that?
I'm sure there's no picture like that. There's no evidence of anything like that. So clearly it's just a mishap, a mistake.
So you're in
there's
for steak.
There's no photo of somebody passed out with their head near someone's groin.
So you're in for steak legit. You're in for steak legit nude guy, right?
Magnificent Mile.
What's that?
It is wondrous. The wondrous walk, they call it.
Now, do they really?
Yeah, until you get to the south side.
The wondrous walk. So, yeah, we'll be there. It's going to be fantastic.
I'm excited to go to Chicago.
It's going to be freezing. Fuck, I was in Utah for 5 days. I've never been as cold as I have the past 4 days, and it's just going to get worse. It wasn't cold in Utah at all.
Well, you had sun beating down on you from the fucking snow every day.
So fucking
and alcohol.
Beautiful. I'm going to go back in April. Fuck it. All right, legit news, guys. So you're in for steak. Don't listen to anything Garrett says. What's this story you got for us?
Magnificent.
No, you can't just keep saying that.
Why is that?
We get it. The mile's magnificent. Hey.
It's a pretty good mile.
Well, you got a good eye for a drunk, though.
Yeah, let's think. All right, what's this story? You ever been to Chicago, Teddy?
It's a big story. It's breaking. It's news. It's about a woman who has taken one of her fluids and covered her face in them.
Did you see this story?
As an act to promote feminism. And she is moving.
By the way, I love... When we don't get to a story, like when the top of the story gets cut off and Garrett just writes, this story is salsa balls. Let me get into that. This is a teaser. It's called, let me explain the biz. This is salsa balls. But this isn't the salsa ball story. This is a woman who covers, I believe it's called a blood piss where you come from. Legit.
But she's got good quadriceps, I'll tell you that. She looks like she does lunges. What's on her face there? It looks like maybe she messily drank Kool-Aid.
No. Oh, you don't know this story? What do you think that is on her face, legit news guy?
Well, that there looks like she... Oh, I've heard about this. Racists are doing this. It's called native face.
No, it's not.
They do red face where they make fun of the Indians. She's playing the character Pocahontas right here.
No, that is Demetra.
And
who lives
clearly
in...
she's a first-timer because some of it got on her chest and her shoulders.
Nope, that is Demetra.
Or it looks like maybe Garrett after steak sat
so
on her.
Fun. No, that is Demetra.
It's going to be you.
What's that?
Who is?
I'm just warning him. It's going to be you.
Garrett, be
She's
a team
a hot
player.
Chick.
Do you want to come to Chicago and get steak again? Do you?
Sorry, I don't have a passport.
You know he's the funniest guy on the show, and it bothers me.
So what happened with this lady? She clearly witnessed the shooting and was real close to it?
You don't need a passport. She witnessed the shooting? Do you even... Okay, let's play the game again.
Well, it looks like you're telling me there's blood on her face.
Let's play the game again.
So clearly she was close to someone in South Chicago.
Legit news guy, I'm going to take the pencil down. You tell me how far down you've read in this story, okay?
Right.
You ready?
Yes.
Let's get a shot of this.
Stop.
I didn't even move the pencil yet. I was pointing at the staple.
Well, truth is the staple of our news.
You don't know what you're doing. Demetra, who lives in California, had her first period at age 12, but was ashamed of it and thought it was disgusting. She would try and hide her period from her boyfriends. She's not a bad-looking chick.
Oh, I fuck her.
And worried about bleeding through her clothes. Look, I can't help it if you look like you got a stab wound there. You didn't even let me. That's blood piss on her face, legit news guy.
Hot. Dude, Anthony has said many, many times that he's gone down on chicks while they've been on their period.
Stop it.
I'm not lying.
Stop it.
I'm not lying.
I banged a chick on a period once in a
Ask
friend's bed.
Ask your boss
bed.
Next time you see him. It's multiple times.
Demetra said, quote, I was simultaneously, that means at the same time, embarrassed and fascinated by my period. I felt apologetic about it a lot and tried to hide it from my boyfriends. All right, that's a you thing. We all bleed. Our society teaches us that periods are dirty and inconvenient. She began to experience heavy period after having an IUD fitted. Ads about menstrual products talk about smelling fresh or making us cleaner, implying that our bodies are natural. Implying that our body's natural functions are gross. Embarrassed and ashamed, she had an IUD fitted when she was 20 after the pill gave her panic attacks and reduced her libido. But the device gave her heavy, painful periods, which left her bedbound. A year later, she had it removed after partially pulling it out.
Wow. I thought smelly pussy went away when they started shaving.
No. While using a menstrual cup, and it began to become more in tune with her cycle. She changed her mindset and now regularly smears her period blood over her face, legit news guy, and shares it online.
Is that worse or better than blackface?
Steady with it. And she now calls...
I'm just downright offended.
You know what she calls smearing the blood all over her face in one word?
Tuesday.
She doesn't call it Tuesday. She calls it magical. Magical.
Well, I've had this happen.
Right. It happened to Garrett once, only with his ass out. And lower legs. But
the
go
lights
on.
Were out. I went down on Dottie, sure. And I forgot that she'd had some undercooked owl. And I...
Have you ever had overcooked owl?
No. Not a savage.
Go on.
I came up and there was fecal matter all over my face from me eating her back door.
That's a good egg.
It's a good egg.
I called her Spotty that day.
Ah, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's fucking gold.
Brought to you by Blue Chew.
We're taking Blue Chew with us to Chicago, legit news guy.
Do you have the Blue Chews I brought you?
Yeah, I didn't get to use... I'm not using them, and I still haven't got to... Well, it's not important.
Oh, you
did said
sex
many times you don't
I
need
heard.
Them for cocaine use. Yeah. Why would you need them naturally?
Heard
the
you did sex.
By the way, I did. By the way, I flew to Utah the other day, and Bronson's with me that
sex,
whole week.
You
I'm
did?
Like, why do I know that he left cocaine
you did
somewhere?
Sex.
In my... What's that?
Mm.
You want to go?
Is Say Alex it. Watching?
I hope not. God,
He's
these shirts
watching.
Are great.
Hi, Alex. How are you? I heard you did sex.
Only twice, off night.
What? Why only twice? You told me normally you do it 16 times.
Normally three, but here's the thing. Our boy Matt was in town yesterday. We got a
And you fucked him?
No. Why? Not really. I was too drunk. Hammered. I blew off the ex. I was supposed to meet her for coffee. Well, I didn't blow her off. I just never reached out to her. And then I got hammered, came to at 4 p.m. Daddy needed a little poppy poppy.
Wait a second. You keep calling her the ex. She's just the girl that you fuck when
no,
you
no,
want to
I'm,
fuck.
No, I'm saying
different
the,
girl.
Sarah.
Oh, whoa. Sarah. Oh, okay. It's like.
All right, so basically this chick covers, smears blood all over. Where'd legit news go?
I loved it.
He's right there.
Leaves.
On screen.
My face must have just been.
What happened was, women, once a month, they go through a cycle where the uterine lining disposes itself, and she took it and put it on her face because she's a mentally ill psycho-lesbian.
We can, now, you know
I
what she does?
I fuck her because her legs are manly.
You know what she does for a living now, legit news guy?
She's a bloodless
model.
Legit
news guy.
Do you know what she does, Teddy?
No.
She is a sex coach. She said, quote, sharing pictures of blood on my face and body was just an impulse. I was creating a series to help women connect with their menstrual cycle, and I thought it would be fun. We can also do things like paint with it or put it into the earth. I believe it's a beautiful thing to get comfortable with touching your own blood. I used to keep lists as a 12-year-old of what are all the ways I could be more attractive. How could I hide my period blood, my skin, my wrinkles, my fat, and... She says putting blood on her face gives it a healthy glow. What do you think of that, legit news guy?
Sorry, what was the last part? I was focused on trying to ejaculate.
I mean, first of all, women are more offended by other women's period blood than men are because we fuck them when they're on their period.
Do we all, like, we all do that?
Fuck it. Yes.
Okay.
The horniest when they're on their period. Why wouldn't you?
That's true. And you can come inside them, right?
There you go.
There you go.
Sorry, what's this?
When women
you
are
can
on
just
their,
come inside women?
If you fuck them on... Yes, and I know you
I can just walk up to a girl, smell her period, and come inside.
No, you're skipping a few steps. You're
what
skipping
steps?
You could always do anal,
We've
then you
got
never
a caller.
Have to worry about it.
Somebody is pressing their bet with this, but let's do it. You're in Hot Water is calling.
Yeah, Gino, this is Bill Schultz.
You're in the other room.
You know how we did sex last night?
No. Yes.
Yeah, no, we did. We did. Okay. I don't know why you're denying this.
Okay, go on.
You didn't even have that much of your Biscotti whiskey. Anyway, you left your wallet here, and I was wondering, could I have it?
Yeah, you could have it. There's nothing in it. There's
There is now.
There's
I also don't have any toilet paper, so believe me when I tell you, there is now.
There's a whole bunch of stuff from the fridge in your wallet.
It's with you compound people and leaving wallets every fucking where.
Because we're not materialistic. We don't worry about it. You know what they say, Garrett? The things we own us.
Well, either way, Gino, I'm gone, and you have gonorrhea. I should have told you. Bye.
Love you, Bill Schultz. Morning is next in an hour. Watch him jump on Joanne Nosachinsky's back as she carries him through the
Gino,
week.
Bad news.
I love this.
I walked into there to fart, but then I walked back and brought it with me.
I was wondering why.
Didn't mean why to. I didn't want the fellas to smell it. But I forgot it just stayed with me. It's mostly bagel and three mini coffee cakes I ate last night.
Now, did you get a bagel with lots of cream cheese today or lox and
I
cream?
I said extra.
You learned.
Yes.
You fucking learned.
We have a caller that's going to call in.
That's what callers usually do.
She's offended by the blood piss thing.
All right, let's
have
her call.
We're going to get her to skip in.
Skype.
Hmm?
Just whatever.
I wish John would have skipped here, then he wouldn't have fallen down those stairs. This woman's very offended. She's going to skip in. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, have her skip in.
She said she has a reservation or something.
No, I don't know. I don't even know.
Oh, she's calling from a reservation.
Oh!
Hang on.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Teddy, hit the button for me. There's no button over there. I guess there is. All right. Oh, what? First of all, are you even trying? Talk about mailing it in.
First of all.
You got a stock photo. You couldn't even get one without the words on it.
Now the joke with a female accent. Let's go.
A's.
What's that?
Those are the letter A's that I say when I pray for the rain. I go, ay, ay, ay,
so
ay,
it's
ay,
raining.
Ay.
It's raining vowels.
It's raining vowels.
Hallelujah. I got it. All right. So you are... I'm very
offended by the woman that is dressed up in red face.
Why is
Our
that?
Our people have suffered for many years as slaves, and now this cunt does red face.
I don't think Native Americans were ever made into slaves. I mean, we did objectify them with Halloween outfits.
They were made into corpses.
Let's say you're a stupid cunt and you believe that you're objectifying Native Americans by dressing up like hot Indians for Halloween.
Wait
but that's
a
whole nother story.
I remember that bit.
Oh, will it ever go away? Now,
it
my next
not.
Question is, stupid twat, why are
Do you...
Do you
like my tits? They kind of look manly. The nipples are perky and look like they're tinfoil, but the breasts are that of a seven-year-old.
Now, she does sound just like Nava Joe with tits. You called that, Teddy. My question
How is
you
the one they call the man large? Who delivers mushrooms but yells the N-word out of his truck?
I have a question.
Yes, I will take your blanket and smallpox.
Jim Norton has taught me that Native American women have extra large vaginas. Is this accurate?
It is true so that we can keep the bison meat.
So, first of all, I don't think Native American...
I call my pussy the rainmaker.
Why is that? Do you come a lot?
Because it weeps.
Well, okay, so this woman that was smearing her period
Very
all over her face...
Very offensive. I will take a knee.
No. A wounded knee. No, you're not allowed to do that. Like, what she was doing was actually trying to bring all women across all races together.
Native women don't have their periods.
Yes, they... But?
Because we are always pregnant by the time we are 13 by our uncles,
so
the elders.
That's kind of, you really shouldn't be saying that. You're
Everybody
really...
fucked their uncle.
No, you can't say
that. I fucked my uncle. I fucked my uncle.
To call back to yesterday. Hey, guy, call in today and say it again, you stupid loser. All right, so what is your offense here? You think she's painting her face red to mock Native Americans?
She is mocking the squabbies.
You think she's doing it a la the way Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon and Sarah Silverman all did blackface?
And Aaron Burr.
And Aaron Burr, yes, he did.
He didn't do blackface. He did Colin Kaepernick because they tried to get a black actor, but black actors are too busy dressing up as black women and doing red carpets at the Oscars.
In a dress, that is correct.
He wore a dress, that man. Do you know what would happen if he came on our reservation?
What would happen?
Well, first we would all go, there's a black guy here.
Okay.
Go get your bows and arrows. And then second, we would all put our wallets in the front of our Hondas.
Right. All right, so what you're saying is that you feel everyone is just appropriating your culture, from black men in dresses to women smearing blood on
their
faces.
Everybody has stolen from the natives. You took our land. Now land is what you stand on. Where you stand is who you are. Who you are is what you become. What you become is a thieving nation, and you have left the natives to be those who are the forgotten people. Also, Just for Laughs took our radio station.
No, you got it back. You got it back.
Are you certain?
I am. Well, my good friend Aaron Berg, he's late again.
Let me go to XM 272 and see if native music
is our
comes
buddy
up.
Teddy Tickles still on that channel, or did they move him?
Toddy Tickles, different channel.
Okay.
His job was never in jeopardy.
No, he's great at what he does. Good dude.
Sure.
I forget what I was going to ask you.
I don't dip my toe unless I want to swim.
That's what I was going to ask you. Have you ever heard that phrase, the river of iniquity?
Yes, it's a squabby
Squabby's not a
saying.
Word. Squabby is not a word.
It's like kimosabi, but squabby, yeah, like a squaw. So we put the two together. I'm a squabby.
Could be a mini Native American stroke.
Gino.
At what age were you an alcoholic?
Yeah.
7.
There you go. So you started late.
Do you ever roll your own cigarettes with fiberglass?
Why would I do such a thing?
No reason. Okay. Do you want to buy some cigarettes?
No. Hey, quick question. What would you do
if I dip my toe into the ocean of joy and quickly withdraw it?
Afraid
of the sea creatures of the mind.
What would you do if there was a black guy on your reservation? What's the first thing you'd do?
You'd go, oh, there's a black guy here.
That's my fave. I fucking love that.
Because he would. Yep. It's odd.
It's peculiar.
Yeah.
It's peculiar.
So then you would think, A, we're going to buy some drugs.
Right.
B, because the UPS packages are here. Or C, somebody pissed off a gang member.
Me either way. And by the way, any relation?
I got my toes in the water, my ass in the sand.
Did anyone ever tell you that you, by the way, the more I look at you, I'm not sure if that is a girl or just like a kid, you know, a fat kid. Fat dude.
I'm a
just
girl.
An unfuckable human being.
You say that now. Have some of this. Did anyone ever tell you you sound a lot like our friend Nava Joe?
Oh, we all sound alike.
You can't say that. It's racist.
Can't tell the difference. Watch. Pretend I answered the phone.
Hello?
Hello, who would you like to speak with?
Like one of them have a phone.
We have phones.
I would like to speak with Your 6-year-old cousin.
Certainly, one second.
Okay.
He who cannot get erection yet, come get the phone.
Actually,
yes,
they can.
Hello, it is
actually,
I.
Actually, they can get them at any age. It's just instinctual. Like babies will sometimes
hello,
get erection.
Hello, who is it?
What's that?
Hello.
Yes.
It is I that you have requested, the one who is 6 years old.
And can't get an erection.
Yes.
All right, do me a favor. Can you get your grandfather on the phone?
Just one moment.
I can't wait to hear the
name. He was killed by the white man.
Father who is grand, the telephone is for you.
Father who is grand? That's that really? Can we go back and see the panic on his face trying to think of a name?
He never
hello,
panics.
How
hey,
are you?
No,
it is I, the elder, father who is grand.
How are you today, buddy?
Things are well. My blood pressure has been stabilized due to the reindeer husk that I smoked.
Can I reindeer husk? All right, can you put me on the phone with one of your daughters?
Certainly, hang on.
You. Five relatives, same voice.
The fourthborn daughter of mine. Come over here and
so did
answer
you
this devil's device.
Did you just number your daughters? Is that all you did?
Hello, I am the fourthborn daughter of
you
his.
Said, no, put your daughter on the phone.
Yes, this is me.
Okay, all right, you know
does
what?
It try to raise
all right,
it?
You know what?
Nothing.
We are all offended that, what do you think we all look alike?
I owe the Indian girl an apology. Put her back. They do all sound alike.
Thank you. It is me. I have not gotten off the phone.
No, this is not who I was talking
okay,
to.
Okay, that doesn't look alike.
No, that is not who I was talking
that's
to.
That's fuckable.
Yes.
Oh, you would like to speak yes. to my other one?
Yes, please.
Yes, the daughter who is my cousin, who is my father's first deceased.
The other one is the one who wears a bag overhead so we can fuck them.
Yeah, I don't even know who we're talking to now, but we do
oh,
know.
You would like to speak with the one who has the jiggly tiny tits?
Yes.
Hang on one second. I'm sure you will be able to tell the difference in our voices. Hello.
There you go. Hello?
How are you?
All right, that was Aaron.
No. I want to apologize.
Do you think we all talk alike?
You do all sound exactly alike.
Well, no, that's Hongers.
I want to apologize for that.
There is one of us that sounds a little bit different.
Oh, really? Who would that be?
Give us one second and really? Let me find the one that is constantly really? Working on the rods.
Really?
That okay, girl? Okay, judge the penis, G.
That's a good-looking penis. That's a good-looking penis.
Better than Louis C.K.'s or not
go,
so much?
Go.
That was a pretty dick.
Go.
Yeah, we get it. You got a cock in your mouth and you can't talk.
Hang on, Jim Morrison just showed up.
So that's when you sound different? And that's an... Yeah, I guess the top is part of an Indian. You zoomed in on it. There we go. Let's pan back. Ah, yeah, that's an Indian. All right. A little Thursday porn for you guys at work. By the way, if you're just listening on the app, I'm told it holds pretty well most of the time. Right now, you're getting cheated. Although, trust me, there have been many Thursdays where, trust me, you should be thrilled that you don't have the visual app. Because a lot of times, the dick I'm looking at is going in. There's a fist and an ass, you know?
Hang on, Gino. My brother just came in.
No. If you are watching right now, turn it off.
Hello, Gino.
Hello.
How are you?
That's not bad, okay?
We're a proud people.
Here we go. Go on. How are you, kiddo?
Things are pretty good. The tobacco field is growing, and this blanket is covering my junk.
You know what's odd? How easily it was for Garrett to access that. Go to my bookmarks. Hit enter.
My name is the one that likes to fuck the men.
Yes. They give you that. I've
they
never...
call me the one who makes rent by letting people rent out my back door.
Now, that makes a lot more sense than fourth-born daughter. That's a name. I think...
They call me the one that you can come on and he doesn't complain.
I believe from, Dances with Wolves, he stands with a fist in his ass.
Hang on, my aunt has arrived.
Your aunt.
Give me auntie. Do you want to get on the skip with this fellow on the TV or whatever it is?
Skype. Skype. Prediction for your old boyfriend, Case Keenum, Marie.
It's gonna wind up on here the Dolphins. She is. Here's some home movies. This is my auntie.
That's a dude, right?
All right.
How'd you tell from the biceps?
By the way, again, if you're listening, if you're one of those people that just listen at work, let me say two words. You're fucking welcome. Oh, no, that's a chick. Those were tits? Oh, that's fine. Never mind. Why? That's an ugly woman. That's an ugly woman with an ugly, right. And that's an ugly dick. I don't like when the dicks, Marie, dick, is that dick pretty or ugly? Be honest.
Middle
it's
of the
all
road.
Right.
Middle of the road.
What kind of dicks are
me
you
Me smoke
used
them,
to?
Peace pipe.
No, all right. That's an ugly dick.
Aye.
Yeah, because it's not white.
She's resting her arm on it. All right, now you're just showing off.
Has anyone seen my real eyebrows?
Take that, Dave's old porn.
Listen. The uglier the girl, the better
the cat had to get out
job.
Of there.
By the way, I had to put the cat in the other room last night. Had to. Can't ever watching that and getting scarred.
Is Bill allergic?
Funnier than... And oh, come on! I'm trying... What is he fucking?
He's stop! Stomach fat?
Teddy, spin the plates with me. Spin the plates.
Gino, he's fucking her belly button.
Did you look her ass? Garrett, rewind
that. This is crazy.
Who needs a hula hoop?
Garrett, rewind that.
Well, I've never seen that.
Now.
He's fucking her belly
like
button again.
I thought he was fucking her ass.
That
How do you
can't
maintain
be
an erection?
No.
Dude, this guy's a superhero for maintaining a fucking erection with this slob.
I just feel like it's turned into a bachelor party.
Holy shit.
And Amory's the cool girl. She's like, no, I'll hang out with you guys. She's like at the strip club. I love strip club porn. All right, can we stop?
I want to see what happens.
All I'm doing is looking at John for
She's
his reaction.
So ugly.
And he enjoys it far too. That's an ugly dick.
This guy could do better.
It's an ugly dick.
Oh, no. She's going to do something bad.
What is on it? What is that?
That is one whose dick bends upward.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think it was a pearl or something.
Holy shit.
All right, what? Oh, no!
Turn it off!
It's back to normal now.
Turn it off!
I don't know why he's complaining. It could be gay sex.
What happened?
Oh, my God.
I'm going home.
Hey, Gino, did you fart and come in here?
No! What the fuck? I've never heard of that. They
never
put a pearl in your dick?
What?
You've never heard of that?
I've never. Look at my face. I've never. Have you ever heard of that? You're a whore, eh, Marie? They put.
We'll see if it came out at the end.
I don't. Look, let's just assume it did, for God's sake. I've never. Honest to God, have you ever heard of that? You put something.
Yeah, because I listen to O&A.
And so what? My dick hurts right now. What is it?
Oh, by the way, they also pierce their clit.
Well, okay, that's fine, but
here's some news.
So you put a little bead in your dick.
No one's ever offered
to put a bead in my dick. I'd call the police.
The lover of crazy pussy has never seen that shit.
Thank you.
Hello.
What?
Gino.
Yeah. I don't know which of the seven.
I just caught my wife in the Winnebago sticking pearls in a man's penis.
Cut themselves and fucking have to pierce everything.
But how? So does that feel?
Self-hatred, man.
Let me ask you, Mister, whichever the nine people it is that are Indian, Native American, what pleasure do you derive when you ejaculate the bead out of your penis?
Basically, because when it's in your penis, it hurts, and when it comes out, it feels better.
Why don't you just not put it in there?
Why don't we what?
Why don't you just not put it in there?
Give me 1 second.
No!
He's down, Spotty.
I'm terrified.
He's telling me that if we don't...
I'm terrified of what's going to happen next.
If we don't put the pearl in the penis, then it won't feel bad, and then we won't have to get it out. But then what do we do with the pearl?
I'm terrified of what's going to happen next.
Gino, where does the pearl go?
I don't know. It's bothering me a lot right now.
Did you do that last night when you did sex on Bill?
No, he'll call it and verify it, but I did not. No.
Okay. Who's the power bottom in that couple?
There's no power, and we're both bottom.
Gino, I gotta go. We have to go get our government grant.
Well, let me tell you. You can do better than putting a bead in your penis.
You don't know us. You don't know our people. We can't
do better.
I know your people, and that you're up at 9 a.m. is a miracle.
It's unbelievable. That's pretty good stuff. All right, well, best of luck with the Winnebago porn you're doing.
Take luck.
What's that?
Take luck.
It's such a stupid show.
It's a Brian Regan joke. It's hilarious.
You're
take
so
luck.
Stupid. Why? What are you
do
doing?
Take luck.
You could be watching
Gino,
Good Morning America.
Tell me to have a good flight.
Hey, have a good flight.
You too.
Well, we're both flying, so that does work.
Oh,
you're doing the Regan thing?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. He's great.
Can you? I gotta go. Click.
You're just making a yummy sound. No, phones don't make that noise anymore. You're making a yummy sound. You're starting to laugh, so you're fucking. You can't even do the yummy sound anymore. You can't. Now it wouldn't stop and start again. You understand? You're just not. And by the way, half our listeners don't even. Is someone tickling your balls with beads?
The number you have dialed is no longer in service. Please hang up and try your phone call again.
You understand?
No.
I'm just saying, no one. Phones don't make that noise anymore. You hit the. Okay, I'm done.
Just hang up on them.
Thank you, Garrett. Thank you. You know what I forgot? You know what I should have done when they put the bead in the dick? I should have hit the button that makes everything go black. I forgot I had that magical button here.
What is that? The voting booth in 2008?
Because Obama won. Okay, we're good.
By the way, A. Marie, awesome job hosting last night.
A. Marie!
Amazing.
Why'd you piss off Claire and the black chick?
She set her up.
That's what we heard.
She texted me.
Did she? So you're going to do a lesbian thing with her?
No.
Nanny.
That was not a convincing no.
Shovel
Did
snow?
You, Teddy.
I want a nanny.
That was not a convincing. She's like, no.
She's too much of like a feminist, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. She'll give you what
like
for.
They like to work. And.
Hey, Gino, you know the people that go to Norton shows and like to do chip while they're at the show at the comic? Yeah, she would not shut the fuck up when Aaron was on stage.
Which one,
like
Claire?
She's having she's having a fucking conversation.
Ooh, Claire?
With him. Yes.
Were they helping? Holy is Berg shit. Here? Berg, did you have helpers in the show last night? They were help.
What's that? Garrett said it's almost like Teddy during the morning show.
It was like the nose. He had help
from a nose. From a nose.
The guy sitting right in front of him.
Oh, he had a big nose.
Yeah. Oh,
Gino,
yeah.
I got one more story, and then I got to get out of here. I got to go to therapy, then an audition, then a podcast.
I have to, this is what I have to do. Drink a little more, move my car, feed my cat, get on a plane. Why does it seem like you're doing much, you're working much harder at this than I? Oh, and I do a sports sheet. I never told you. I do a sports sheet.
One of you is more successful.
Who's watching Six this weekend?
What's that?
Who's watching the cat this weekend?
The lovely Courtney, the waitress Courtney, from that lives around the corner from me from New York Comedy Club.
Courtney's great.
She's fantastic. And if I can really, then we'll do the story, show you how nuts I am with the cat. I sent her a video of me saying, "Hi, Six, I miss you," and she played it. And Courtney said the cat rubbed up and down the phone because I'm nuts. I've lost it with this cat. One of our fans, Flat Cat, said it best. She's like, "I think she was like a chick you knew in a former life that was actually good to you before you just turned on every woman." All right, what's the story we got, buddy? Because Daddy is out of booze.
Because cats aren't.
Oh, wait,
cats?
If only I could magically clap my hands and have a guy with a stutter bring me fucking a flask of whiskey. It's Ken. He's coming to kill me. What movie? Fucking love you, kiddo. What movie? Who said that? Here's why. I apologize because it was a muffled voice that no one could hear. Bill's at his desk, ready to do the next call, and he got A Fish Called Wanda. Fucking one of the greatest movies ever. All right, what do you got?
Slow down with that.
Big story.
Legit news guy, you're back.
Yeah, sure.
Can I ask you something, legit news guy, really quickly? Sir?
Yes?
Are you familiar with Native Americans? Do you know they all sound completely the same?
Everyone knows that.
Okay, well, let me go one more thing and then we'll get to this story. Do you know what they do when they're having sex?
Yeah, they put pearls in their wangs.
Why didn't you ever tell me that?
Why would I? It never came up in conversation. We've never discussed any Native American issues.
Hold on one minute. Patch me through to Garrett.
And they also fuck women's belly buttons.
Patch me through to Garrett a sec. Hey, Garrett.
Yeah?
What's he doing on his phone? Is he trying to reserve a first class ticket or is he talking?
Are you texting Gabby Hoffman?
When John makes the face, I will never not laugh. I will never not laugh. All right, let's get back to the live story. Come get your whiskey there, Mark. What do you got?
Sorry.
Okay, what do you got, Luke? Thank you so much.
I was reading. I was supposed to do Race Wars yesterday, and I didn't do it, and then someone was talking crap about me on the show or something.
Who was talking crap?
Yeah, some feminazi.
Oh, dude, you got to do it. Like, I did the show, 2 weeks ago listening, and they're just like, "You love Trump." I'm like, "Look, I like Trump. I don't like Hillary." And they're like, they just want to make it. They go out of their way to make it about race.
Who said that?
Yeah. Our boy Sherrod, who I love. But they go right at you. They want to make it like it's about race. And it's like, I don't give a fuck about race. Oh. I just came here to get drunk with Petey Diabro.
Oh, okay. Well, someone called me an enemy.
An enemy?
Yes. I believe I'm an enemy to feminism.
Who said that?
Really?
She's a fat girl.
Remember?
Fat girl.
Well, she's a fat girl, and she don't not care, and she don't go anywhere. She can rely on the fat man's money. She can rely. Remember that song?
Hold on. Bill, who sings that song?
Hall and Oates.
Hall and Oates, homo. All right,
that's
go
correct.
On.
Last story of the day, then I got to go make feces.
Should we take this call first, or should we do
who's
the story?
The call?
What's right. that?
Oh, yeah, this guy. You better get your chant ready.
Oh, really? All right, then we won't take the call. Okay.
All right, we got to do the last story.
Let's get to it.
Here we go. We got a woman here. She knocked off a man's maja hat.
MAGA, make America great again.
No, Maja, like the card game.
No, that's Mahjong.
Huh? Well, Mahjong. Anyways, now she faces deport.
She's Ashon. Getting deport. A woman who was arrested.
Deportation. There look. She is. She knocked his hat off.
See this right here? This is the problem.
That's the girl that talks shit about me on Race Wars.
ignorant people like this. I'm just trying to sit here and eat a nice meal. Look at it. Yeah, you see this?
I need that. You see this? She's a little thick, though.
People like that. That's the problem.
So, I mean, that doesn't look that bad. She just kept knocking the hat off.
Ignorant. They want
Nor does that guy look like he should be wearing a MAGA hat.
Unfortunately, this uneducated... I'm sorry for her friend. She must be so embarrassed. She must be so embarrassed.
The confrontation Rose occurred at Casa Vallarta right Mexican now. Restaurant in Falmouth. So it said.
Yes, the story took place in Mexico, as you can tell by the bar.
It happened in Boston.
Boston, a small town in Mexico. Live. Pronounced Boston.
Like, her tits are just big enough to make you think she's not that thick, right? I'd bang her, right?
Gino, I gotta go make feces. Wrap it up.
No! Do you really?
It's pushing out. Pushy Poo came because we made fun of all the natives. Just came out of nowhere. He's knocking at my back door like there's a teepee on fire.
Really quickly, legit news guy, tell me where Berg's going to be this weekend.
Well, we'll be in Chicago, live at North Bar this weekend.
Anything else?
Saturday. Oh, Jesus Christ, it's coming. You got to wrap this up. Push it, Poo. I've got a bead in my anus.
He's just fucking, look, that is Mail It In Thursday. A. Marie, thank you for stopping by. Are you on morning next? What do you got coming up this weekend?
Where am I? I don't know.
All right, that's fucking great. Mark, stick with the stutter. Racist Teddy, thanks for hanging with us all day Thursday. Look, people, go to In Hot Water, buy some of this fucking merch. Wow. It's great. Oh, it's a fan made this. Awesome. We will be at North Bar in Chicago this Saturday. I fly in tonight, getting some steak tomorrow night. Shut up, Garrett. That is the show. Thank you for another great week. Morning is next. I'm going to move my car.